Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want you guys to bear with me. It's going to take a little while for my Claritin to kick in. We had really, really bad dust storm yesterday. My allergies are just killing me. So Claritin should be kicking in any second. So hopefully you guys kind of get through this. We got some really, really horrible news coming out of New York City that I'm going to give you an update on the shooting that happened at the subway station in Brooklyn. We also have some new developments in the Russian-Ukraine war. As it sounds like Russia may be moving troops in near Finland, as Finland has voiced, as well as Sweden, some desire to join NATO right away. We're going to talk about some of those developments. Also, more chemical warfare has been reported, this time in Mariupol. We'll talk about what was used or what we believe might have been used and what's going on there. But let's just give you guys updates on what happened. So early this morning, about 8:30 a.m., so during rush hour, a lot of people in New York don't necessarily get to work by 8 a.m. Many of them will be at 9 or 10, so rush hour can extend that whole time. There was, on the northbound N train, a shooting. At least 5 people shot, 13 people injured. People were originally distracted by like a smoke bomb, and the perpetrator had, I guess, emitted some sort of a gas or smoke bomb such that they couldn't see, and then you could hear the pop, pop, pop. And so sadly, multiple people were shot. Passengers were trapped on the train until it reached the station. You saw the door open and just smoke come out. There were people lying on the platform. I don't believe there's been any fatalities, but they say at least multiple people have been shot. And this happened on the subway station in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, as it was going towards 36th Street Station. The gunman is described by witnesses as 5'5", African-American, weighing 170 pounds, wearing an orange construction vest and gas mask. They believe he set off a smoke grenade on the northbound N train as it moved towards 36th Street. Witnesses said they also thought they saw fireworks that were let off before they realized that there were people being shot. 8 people shot, including one who is now in serious condition. Fire department sources, according to Daily Mail, say 13 in total have been injured. We have people who have suffered smoke inhalation. One of the injured people is pregnant. Thus far, none of the injuries are life-threatening. What is also very frightening is once the assailant had shot, he jumped on a train and is still being, I guess, found. He's still armed and dangerous. Schools have been locked down in the area. People originally were just kind of on the platform not knowing where to go, and they directed them to get on the subway to get out of there, and then they moved them to 25th Street. So they say multiple smoke bombs were found at the 36th Street station. So what happened is they found multiple devices. None of them, though, were active and alive. This kind of made people wonder what the hell happened in Times Square a couple days ago. If you remember in Times Square, there was like a manhole explosion. You heard there were multiple fires. There was an explosion. You saw people run. Not sure if any of these are related. Right now, we don't have a lot of answers. As we do get answers, we'll obviously tell you. You know, I've been in New York multiple times. The subway is one of those that you just can't live in New York without using the subway. And it's something that it's just a part of the culture. And sadly, the subway has become one of the most dangerous parts of New York City, with people, you know, being accused of throwing people in front of a train, with shootings, with assaults, with pushing people down the stairs, and now with something like this. And as the crime is just exponentially growing in big cities, including New York City, you wonder where things are going to go from a subway standpoint. The network of subways is so intricate, and there's so many stops, and there's so many trains, that staffing with enough police is going to be very challenging. I think they had tried to do, as they were trying to clean up homeless people assaults, homeless people getting assaulted as well as homeless people assaulting others. They were trying to assign two police officers to every stop. That's challenging, especially when there's a shortage. And so many people use the subway. That's where they go for, you know, that's what they use to get around, because many people in New York don't have a car, especially with the high gas prices. A lot of demand on the subway system. And so I know that some trains are still operating, but some obviously aren't. Gunman still remains at large. This has been at least now three and a half hours since the shooting. NYPD units are scouring the city right now. Unclear why it blows my mind that this wasn't captured on like CCTV or some sort of camera system. But our vulnerability, we see what's going on with Ukraine. We see what's going on in multiple cities. Our vulnerability right now is at its highest because we're understaffed. We have this kind of complacency, and we almost have this chaos. We don't, sadly, criminals and people out there feel like they could get away with it. They feel like there's not a lot of consequences. And if there are consequences, well, come what may. And so, sadly, I foresee more of this, and I hope not. This is something that was just so tragic. If you can't even feel safe enough in your own city to just go to work, in fact, you heard of witness accounts where their kids go on the subway to go to school, and everybody's going to eventually just want to work from home, or they're just going to want to do online school, and you're going to have this tendency where nobody wants to go outside. You know, COVID was one thing, and people got afraid of COVID, and people were freaked out, and I mean, with us, we had this big dust storm and 70 miles an hour winds, yeah, so we stayed home. But crime is going to be probably one of the biggest factors keeping people home. They're not going to want to go to work, they're not going to want to go to school, and the violence is just getting worse. We'll keep you guys posted on what's going on. We're praying for the victims right now. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of you wants me to talk about the four-day work week. And this is fascinating. All right, the four-day work week has been touted now and suggested and encouraged for years. I think the 40-hour work week was established back in 1938. I need to double-check my history on that. But in terms of people working less days, that has been something that many people in many industries have gotten to enjoy. I'm still waiting to enjoy my Claritin. I got really, really bad allergies today. I'm so sorry. Huge dust storm yesterday. But many people have gotten to, like, for example, in healthcare, you could work 3/12 and then be off the rest of the week. So you work 3/12, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4-day weekends. It's fantastic. Somebody works a job where it's 32 hours. They get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. It's amazing. But there's always pros and cons to these things. In fact, there has been some countries who have moved to four-day work week, had fantastic results. Others have moved to four-day work week, they had to stop it. Some companies have had to completely reverse it, going, not working. So the reason why this is now relevant is because California has proposed a four-day work week for companies with over 500 employees. How that would work is if you are getting paid to be there 40 hours, they could only keep you there 32 hours, and you still get paid the money. They don't get to cut your pay. If you do work 36 hours, 38 hours, any of those hours above 32 hours, you get overtime. And they're doing this to try to improve work-life balance. And I see pros and cons to this. More cons, unfortunately. For employers, more pros for employees. So it is not passed yet, but this bill would affect 2,600 companies, or one-fifth of those working for the state's employers would be affected. As they are working on work-life balance, they want to lower people's work from 40 hours to 32 hours. Gig workers would be excluded from the overtime pay requirements. In Iceland, they said the trial was so successful that 8 in 10 employees have moved to working 4 days a week. I don't see why it's not 100%. I think employees would love it. If you got to get paid for 40 hours a week and only had to work 32 hours, it is a dream come true. You get an extra day off a week to sleep in, to be with your kids, to do errands. It's fantastic. I mean, it is an absolute dream come true. What, though, could be the consequences? So this new bill being discussed in the state, like I said, would be mandated for any company with over 500 employees. Any work carried out beyond the 32-hour limit would run into overtime and be paid at time and a half. Those working more than 12 hours a day or for more than 7 days a week would be paid double their normal wage. And again, you do have employers that overwork people and take advantage. Labor laws are supposed to protect you from that. But I get it, there's a lot of salary employees and they're there all the time. Employers would be forbidden from reducing workers' current salaries because they are working less. This would probably apply to over 2,600 companies who employ over 500 people or over one-fifth of the workforce. This was, I guess, introduced by Democratic Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. She said the proposal is part of a broader focus on work-life balance. Employees are not asking for games or free food or free coffee, such as some of the other perks. They are talking about work-life balance, wanting to be healthy mentally, physically, and emotionally, and a four-day work week is part of that discussion. They say they think the labor shortage is not about people not wanting to work, but they want a better balance. So, she's right and she's wrong. So, first of all, those of us that got to work home from during COVID, it was great. We got to be around the kids, got to be around the pets. We like working from home. I love working from home. I mean, I love being in the studio, and I love getting away from the kids and the pets sometimes. But for the most part, I love being able to be home. It's fantastic. I still go work. I still put in the hours. I'm working every, you know, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, I'm seeing patients. I'm still working. So, yes, people would love to be home, and they'd love to still make a decent salary. But people also want to be able to access their power. They want to be able to access hospitals. They want to be able to access cable. So in that, you need to have people working. And you are going to have people working on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All right? I mean, if the whole world decides to take 4-day, you know, weekend or 3-day weekend, who's working on the weekends? So they're going to then have to find people that'll cover the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then have their weekend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I would probably not mind that. I'm not really big on when I take my weekends. Problem is I work throughout the whole weekend. But the big problem we have is, can the employers afford this? If the employers already have thin profit margins, some of them are doing great, some of them aren't, they're not going to take this lightly. Which means my fear is you apply for a job, and you want 40-hour-a-week money. And they go, we're only giving you 32 hours. So if you're an hourly, you only get 32 hours. Whereas before this law, you'd be like, but I want to work, I want 40 hours. So some people might be trying to then do two part-time jobs if that employer won't give them that extra 8 hours a week. And I foresee a lot of employers are going to be like, all right, you're only gonna, if you're only going to work 32 hours, that's all you're going to get paid. Now, they can't necessarily lower people's current wages. But if they feel like they're spending too much money, they might fire them. You know, whenever you mandate employers to do something, these companies know how to raise their bottom line. So, you know, if I'm applying for a job, I want to get 40 hours. That's the salary I want. And if they're like, no, because we're going to have to pay you time and a half, sorry. Remember what happened with overtime rules and labor laws. If a person worked over 40 hours a week, they had to pay overtime. Or the employer paid overtime. Something we all agree with. But what would happen is you would have employees who would be out sick. They had already used up their sick leave, so they wanted to make up the hours the following week. So their paycheck was still whole. So they're like, look, can I come in and do extra work the next week? Employers would have to tell them no because they have to pay overtime. If they had that flexibility, if an employee and employer had that flexibility, and I mind you, I understand a lot of employers are pretty abusive, so that's why labor laws protect them. But you had tons of employees not call out or not leave when they were sick because they wouldn't be allowed to make up the hours. I would have loved to do that. Any of my employees are like, look, you know, I lost a lot of money last week. Let me make it up this following week. But if you have to pay them overtime, time and a half, and double time, it's pretty financially strenuous. You know, so employees sometimes are the ones that get spanked the worst. So, you know, I get that it's... You know, working 5 days a week, I always work every day, so I rarely take like a day off. I think it's very healthy too. I think it's important. But what happens? Do people then get used to working 4 days and then want to eventually work 3 days? I mean, in the olden days, you had to work the farm every day. You know, if you wanted to eat, you had to hunt every day. This idea that you get to take the whole day off and not work is such an amazing luxury. But are we making a much more spoiled, you know, spoiled population? So if your employer is going to pay you 40 hours and you only have to work 32 hours, take advantage of it. That is fantastic. Spend time with the kids. Family is most important. Go to church. Go outside. Exercise. I love it. But if we have people not wanting to go to work, places are going to be closed. You're going to be like, why isn't it 24 hours? Why don't we have these big box stores that are always staffed? Well, if they have to cut people's hours back or pay them more, less staff. One thing that we've been dealing with and grappling with since COVID is less staff. The average line at the fast food place is 45 minutes now. You can't get, you know, into your, I'm hearing the waits at urgent cares and hospitals and doctor's offices are weeks long because not enough staff. So if you're telling employers you have to work the staff they have even less, we're going to expect a lot of closures. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday U.S. inflation data continues to inch towards a recession. Surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents climbed to 8.5% in March, the highest rate since December of 1981, and an increase from February 7.9%. Ukrainian President Zelensky has announced that Russian forces are preparing a new stage of terror that could involve the use of chemical weapons in Ukraine. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said work was underway to verify a claim that chemical weapons were recently used by Russian forces. End quote. Ukraine's United Nations ambassador is making a claim Russians are kidnapping Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia.
I would also like to draw the attention of the Security Council to the fact that the invaders have already taken more than 121,000 children out of Ukraine.
USA Radio News. Iran has reached numerous deals with Qatar as it plans to host fans of the Men's Football World Cup that will be held in its neighboring country later this year. The two countries agreed to increase the number of airline flights between them during the Cup tournament. If you're a donut fan, you probably love Krispy Kremes. And now there's another reason to enjoy Krispy Kremes. Even more, Tim Berg reports.
Krispy Kreme is hoping to ease the pain Americans are feeling at the pump by lowering donut prices. The chain announcing in the new deal they'll set a dozen original glazed donuts for the price of a gallon of regular gas. Every Wednesday from April 13th to May 4th, Krispy Kreme will use Monday's average to set the promotional cost. AAA putting Monday's average at $4.11 a gallon. A dozen of glazed donuts usually goes for around $10. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not COVID, just pretty severe allergies, but I got nothing to complain about. Look at what's going on in Ukraine. So remember I told you guys that chemical warfare has already begun. I know President Biden had said that if Russian forces use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response in kind from NATO. Then, I guess, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan clarified that it didn't mean the U.S. would respond with its own chemical weapons. Then Biden later said that it would trigger a, quote, significant response. Well, there has now been multiple accounts of chemical warfare and chemical weapons used. But as I said, the definition of being used is broad. So a few weeks back, In the Ukrainian town of Novosletsk, multiple people had to seek shelter because shelling by Russian forces hit a chemical factory that caused an ammonia leak. Whether it was, uh-oh, my bad, an accident, or on purpose, it caused ammonia in the area. Multiple people to take shelter. Then last week, Russian forces struck a tank of nitric acid. Nitric acid being used to manufacture fertilizer and other sorts of chemicals. They hit the tank. That tank caused a huge plume of chemicals in the air. People had to take cover for days, from what I understand. Governor of the region was saying that the chemical could cause corneal damage, blindness, pulmonary edema, respiratory failure because it was nitric acid. Now, and we had talked about how if Russia was going to use chemical warfare, they could drop it just directly. They could hit something that has a chemical causing a leak, or they could disrupt a process that prevents contamination, thereby allowing contamination. There's multiple ways chemical warfare could happen. Well, now, the latest chemical warfare was actually, allegedly, a direct drop. So yesterday we were told that Russia allegedly dropped a chemical agent by drones on Ukrainian military and civilians located in the southeastern port city of Mariupol. Now, soldiers of the Azov Regiment that are the Azov Battalion, even though Russian troops hold the majority of Mariupol, many of the Ukrainian troops still hold the large steel plant on the city's coast. They were the ones that reported by Telegram that there was a chemical that had hit them, causing severe respiratory and neurological symptoms. Respiratory failure, dizziness, poor balance. So their direct verbiage was the victims have respiratory failure, vestibulo-ataptic syndrome. The consequences of using an unknown substance are being clarified. And again, I apologize with my allergies. So vestibulo-ataptic means causing dizziness, balance issues. So my guess is this might have been sarin gas. Or something within that class. So chemical weapons, there's multiple classes. You've got the nerve agents that affect the nervous system, causing like sarin gas, VX. You've got the blistering agents that cause irritation to the eyes, respiratory tract. Blistering, nitric acid could be kind of blistering, but it could also be a choking agent. A choking agent affects the respiratory system, causing pulmonary edema, such as what we see with chlorine and phosgene. And then you have blood agents. Blood agents are the ones that interfere with the body getting the oxygen they need to and utilizing oxygen. We see that with hydrogen cyanide and cyanogen chloride. So when we're being told that there's respiratory failure as well as nerve issues, it makes me think we're going to see that more with nerve agents. Again, I apologize. My allergies are really bad. So if Russia was going to try to utilize these, like I said, they could hit it. Sorry. Oh, I'm not going to sneeze. I was waiting to sneeze. I was trying to. Did you see how I was trying to? Okay, now no sneeze is coming. If they are going to try to release them, the direct drop would be most likely the nerve agents. Those you would see Tabun, Sarin, Soman, VX. There's multiple agents. They cause pinpoint pupils, runny nose, drooling, coughing. Man, maybe that's what's going on with me. Tightness in the chest, muscle twitching, nausea, convulsions, coma, death. The blistering agents, you start to get tearing and itching of the eyes, a runny nose, hoarseness, hacking cough, redness of the skin followed by blisters. That's what we saw with mustard gas, as in World War I, and Lewisite. Then choking agents would cause coughing, irritated eyes, nose, throat, shortness of breath, pulmonary edema, frothy secretions, because you're going into pulmonary edema, so that's the fluid coming out. And then your blood agents, immediate symptoms, because you can't breathe, so you have labored breathing, you lose consciousness, convulsions, apnea, because you're not able to breathe, and they might have a headache. We see that with hydrogen cyanide and cyanogen chloride. So, you know, if Russia has drones and they've been working on this chemical now for about 50 days and they're dropping it, this could really turn, sadly, the tide of the war. and in terms of preventing yourself from these. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, anti-aircraft. You would have to be able to knock down these drones, but if you knock down these drones, you could release the substance. So it's very, very scary. What is the U.S. going to do? I don't know. I mean, again, I know when Biden said we're going to respond in kind, I'm like, he's fumbling for words. He's got to be careful. I don't know. Just don't speak. Just I think they have to be pre-recorded, rehearsed, and the best cut be out there. But sadly, Russia just keeps hitting. Now, as I said before, Russia does not want any more countries joining NATO. And he keeps threatening them. Because what he wants to do is pick off every non-NATO country, my guess, so that he has a bigger block. And so we're being told now from reports that missile system has moved towards Finland. Now, it could just be a scare tactic, but Putin has been threatening Finland and Sweden now for a while. Putin has warned his enemies today in the West that they will face consequences if they worsen the situation in Ukraine. He is also threatening to create waves of migrants in Europe. He insisted that his invasion of Ukraine would prevail. He said he warned the world of starvation as a result of Western sanctions against Moscow. He claimed the Russian economy and financial system withstood the blow from what he called the Western sanctions blitz and insisted the move would backfire by driving up prices for essentials such as fertilizer, leading to food shortages, and increased migration to the West. Well, again, Russian troops had to retreat from the capital, so his military is not all that, but sadly, they have made some huge gains, and this is despite multiple countries helping Ukraine. Ukraine keeps asking for help. You saw him, you know, kind of combining forces with Belarusian dictator. Not, I don't know much about the Belarusian army, but them being to the north of Ukraine and obviously Kyiv could be very worrisome. And Putin has multiple allies. Look at what happened with the UN vote. You know, it was like a 55-45 split, including the abstentions. So why would anybody not, you know, call these atrocities? Why would somebody not call it that? Why? Well, because they don't want to tick off Putin. And they're trying to figure out maybe which side. I don't know. So the missile systems were seen driving past a sign to the Finnish capital. They're thought to be the K-300P Bastion P mobile coastal defense system designed to take out surface ships and including aircraft carrier battle groups. It's an unconfirmed video, but you see two Russian coastal defense missile systems moving along a road. What somebody bombed that? I mean, just mess up their path. I don't get it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. As we get updates on what happened in New York City, we'll keep you posted. We're now being told that 16 people total were injured. We'll keep you guys posted on any updates that we get. Nancy from Michigan wants to know, how long can we keep food in the refrigerator and freezer? Why does some of our refrigerated food start getting moldy? So, all right, this is a good question because you guys are stocking up. A lot of us are stocking up. We are expecting with inflation and food shortages things to get bad. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I've had foods in my refrigerator and in my, I mean, I try to clean out my refrigerator once a month. I got to tell you, man, you know, because the kids will spill something and nobody wipes it up and then it sticks. And then, you know, it's like, what the hell are you guys doing? But
But there are general guidelines that we have on how long you should keep food in the refrigerator or food in the freezer. A question that Nancy brought up that a lot of people brought up is, if the food is in the refrigerator, why does old food start to get, you know, fungusy and things like that, you know, if you're keeping it at proper temperature? It's the freezer that is able to stall growth of pathogens. The refrigerator doesn't necessarily stall them in their track. And remember, food is not sterile. So your food, like your leftovers, it's been open to the air. That's why we want things put into the refrigerator no later than 2 hours. The sooner even, the better. I tell everybody, throw it right into the refrigerator. Don't let it sit. I hate the kids will leave the pizza out. I'll come home. But first of all, why are you eating pizza? Did you eat any vegetables? Then it's sitting there like, I'm going to want that for lunch. So put it in the fridge. It might have been already out for 4 hours. So that's not the best thing to do. I know some of us will microwave the hell out of it so then the cheese boils. Yeah, but still, there could still be severe food poisoning. So your food is out in the open. It's not sterile. So then you put it in the refrigerator, and it's still a lot of bacteria, fungi, pathogens can still last in the cold. But it obviously keeps it safer than keeping outside. So statefoodsafety.com has a real nice pictographic, an infographic, and I'll try to update a piece I have on this because I think this is really important now that we're storing food. And according to the FDA food code, they say all perishable foods that are opened or prepared need to be thrown out after 7 days maximum. No leftovers should survive in the fridge for longer than that. Some food should be even thrown away before the 7 day mark. Yeah, I love leftovers, so usually they're eaten the next day or 2 days later, but it's really hard to go a whole week with that. They say refer to expiration dates and food safety guidelines to know how to handle specific foods. And then there's a chart from foodsafety.gov that we're going to talk about. So, you know, your freezer obviously allows a lot more flexibility. So if you have salad, like egg salad, chicken salad, ham, tuna, macaroni salads, foodsafety.gov says no more than 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator. And that refrigerator better be 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. You got to check the temperature of your fridge. Don't just stick your hand in it. You can't really put chicken salad, tuna salad in the freezer. It doesn't freeze well. So according to foodsafety.gov, that's kind of moot. If you have hot dogs, open package will last a week in the fridge. Unopened package can last 2 weeks in the fridge. In terms of the freezer, 1 to 2 months. Your deli meat. Deli meat that's open, no more than 3 to 5 days. And I agree with that because I could smell it and it smells different. It could last in the freezer about a couple months. An unopened package could last in the fridge for about 2 weeks. The freezer, 1 to 2 months. Bacon. A lot of you guys are stocking up on bacon. In the refrigerator will only last about a week. In the freezer, you could get maybe a month out of it. Sausage, raw, from chicken, turkey, pork, 1 to 2 days. That's it in the fridge. And fascinating because sausage has nitrates and all that, those preservatives. Freezer lasts a couple months. Fully cooked sausage, 1 week. 1 to 2 months in the freezer. Frozen sausage, 3 to 4 days after you cook it, 1 to 2 months. Hamburger meat. So a lot of you guys are starting to save up on hamburger, turkey, chicken, pork, veal, lamb, mixtures of that. In the refrigerator, no more than a couple days. 3 to 4 months it could last, though, in the freezer. Fresh beef, veal, lamb, and pork. If you freeze your steaks, chops, and roasts, you can get them to last almost a year. But you got to freeze them right as they're fresh. In the fridge, they'll last anywhere from 3 to 5 days. Now, they have a whole bunch of different things that kind of break up if it's uncured or cured or whatever. Ham. A lot of you guys have had ham saved up for Easter. If it's been in the freezer, no more than a month. Cooked ham doesn't last more than a week. Canned ham, 6 to 9 months in the fridge. That's interesting. They say don't freeze canned ham. Is that like Spam? What's the one from Hawaii? Is that Spam? Spam and eggs? I think it's kind of yummy. I just don't eat a lot of it. Fresh poultry. So I've been buying up chicken. Not a lot of it because it's getting expensive, but because of what happened with all the culling and us losing a lot of eggs and chicken because of the avian flu. Chicken can only last a couple days in the fridge, but it could freeze for about a year. A whole pieces, maybe about 9 months. Now, fish. If you have fatty fish, lean fish like pollock, cod, fatty fish like mackerel, catfish, salmon, in the refrigerator, only a few days. Depending on what kind of fish you have, you might be able to freeze it for a few months. If you have shellfish, don't be trying to freeze live crab. Live crab, well, yeah, because it's alive. Don't. I'd rather the crab die a little less severely. But if you just ate fresh crab, if you have fresh crab, not going to last in the freezer. Maybe you can get a day in the fridge. A lot of your crab meat will only last a few days. You might be able to get with your shrimp up to 18 months. Same thing with squid. Now, eggs. Our eggs. You guys have eggs in your refrigerator over a year. Eggs can last a good few weeks, but please, for the love of the Lord, follow the expiration dates. Your raw eggs that are in a shell shouldn't be eaten after about four or five weeks. Don't freeze them. Raw eggs, whites, and yolks, maybe a couple days. No more than 12 months you could freeze them for. If you have a raw egg accidentally frozen in the shell, they say to use immediately after you thaw it, or keep it frozen and then refrigerate to thaw. Hard-boiled eggs will last about a week. Don't freeze them. Egg substitutes will last a week. Don't freeze them. If you had an egg casserole, eggnog. Some of you guys still have eggnog from Christmas. That will freeze for about 6 months, but won't last more than a few days. A lot of you guys are cooking some soups and stews. That stuff is hard to freeze, but you can freeze them. It might last a few days in the refrigerator or last a few months when you freeze it in your refrigerator, only a few days. But leftovers, pizza, that's the biggie. How long will your pizza last? In the refrigerator, pizza could last 3 to 4 days. And then, like I said, heat it up till the cheese bubbles. But that pizza had to have been put in the fridge pretty quickly because it's got dairy. You could freeze pizza 1 to 2 months. Doesn't really taste that good after that. Chicken nuggets or patties you could freeze for a couple months, 3-4 days at the most in the fridge. Cooked meat or poultry, 3 to 4 days in the fridge, 2 to 6 months frozen. So, you know, that's some. I'll try to publish this. If not, go to foodsafety.gov. There's a lot of little kind of nuances on what could, you know, be kept fresh. But just keep in mind, things aren't sterile. Your food is not sterile. So there's always bacteria and things on it. That's why with your raw, you know, with raw food, we like to cook it at least to 165 degrees internal temperature for most meats. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELI.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick.
Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.